You mentioned Wayman Tisdale. How has his death affected you?
His death affected me in a big way. I believe it was part of the reason why I was very sick in 09. Let me run something real quickly down to you, Ms. Ellison. I lost my mom in 06. My mom passed away. Wow. My last aunt on my mother's side, she passed away 7 months later. And then shortly after that, my wife's older sister died 6 months later.
Ooh.
And then Wayman died 7-8 months later after her. And then we lost my wife's mom. And so I lost five people in less than 3.5 years that were very significant in our lives. And so I fell into a depression. I just really felt into a place of when my boy Wayman died, he was my best friend in the whole world. I mean, he was one of the best friends I ever had, you know, and to lose your best friend and the person that you used to hearing his voice every single day, it was very devastating to me. And I just knew it was God that brought me, you know, through that moment, because I had a very difficult moment within these last couple of years. And so I just really said, you know what? I don't want to sit down no more. I want to get my pen and begin to write prophetically what God wants me to release in this season, and it was because of you. And I sent it into my management company, and instantly they told me we want to release this next year. And so I had it mastered and mixed in December, and they dropped it just this month. And it was designed for me to release it. But Wayman's death for me was very difficult. And for anybody out there that has lost anybody in their life, you know, that they were very close to, God can bring you through it. You can get through those moments. I don't think you ever get over it. I think it's just something that you just learn to live with, you know.
What's the importance of this song? And what I mean is, I know it's important to get to an audience and let them know of your experience and the experience of God. Because of God, all things are possible.
Yes, sir.
But how important is it to your career as an artist? And how important is it to spreading the word of our Lord and Savior?
You know, let me go to my career first. For my career, this song for me is probably one of the biggest songs I've ever written. Out of all the songs I've ever written, this song is actually more personable to me because of what I just come through. And for God, I want people to focus on God. It has nothing to do with us. I mean, yeah, we're gifted. Yeah, we could play these instruments. Yeah, we sing these melodies. But it has nothing to do with us. You know, we all have a window of time to do what God called us to do in that time. And this song, for the world, to me, I wanted to release this song to the world to gain focus back on God, to show people that I don't care what you're going through in your life or what obstacle you've come up against, what doors you feel have been shut in your face, and what you feel you have not accomplished over all the years that you thought you should have had it. I want you to know that God is a God of timing, and he said, for your latter shall be greater than your former. And when we realize that and know that, what we think we should have had, you know, 10 years ago, God said you wasn't ready for it 10 years ago, but you're ready for it now. And so God is so divine, he'll give it, he'll put it up in the storehouse, and he'll hold it for you until you are mature enough to handle the blessing. And then that's when he'll release it. And so this song, to me, for the world, is for the world to gain focus on God.
Our guest is Carnell Morrell. Carnell, will there be a full-length album following this single, or what can we expect?
Yeah, there will be a full-length project released this summer, you know, on this particular project. But after February the 8th, they can go on and get this single on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. They can go and get this single right away. You know, and then the full project we're completing the full project to be released sometime towards the summer. So, you know, but I want them listen, they can Facebook me at Carnell, C-A-R-N-E-L-L, Morrell, M-U-R-R-E-L-L. They can Facebook me. Listen, they can say, hey, look, we love the song. I want you to respond back to me. Let me know what you think about this particular song. Facebook me. I want y'all to go on and look me up. I'll be your friend. We'll hang out. You know, we'll talk. We'll chat. Because I'm very personable, like I am with you. You know, you and I had a conversation way before we started talking on radio.
That's true.
You know, and so I'm very personable, and I want to connect to people that I connect to. And so I want you to Facebook me, CarnellMurrell. They can Facebook me. They can Twitter me up under Carnell Murrell. I mean, hey, look, and I want them to go get this thing. You can download it online after February the 8th on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com.
It's our guest, Carnell Murrell, on Star 1310. Carnell, we're going to listen to Because of You, and thanks for your time, and may God continue to be a blessing in your life.
Thank you.
It's Carnell Murrell on Star 1310.